I was not at war with America. Far from it. I was the product of an American university. I was earning a lucrative American salary. I was infatuated with an American woman. So why did part of me desire to see American harmed? I did not know then.
That's the fiction writer Mohsin Hamid reading from his novel The Reluctant Fundamentalist. Hamid was born in Pakistan, but lived for many years in America. And his novel is about a young global citizen, a Princeton graduate from Pakistan with a blue-chip job on Wall Street. But his fictional character struggles to embrace America and its opportunities while also keeping his sense of himself as a Pakistani Muslim. That identity crisis consumes him. Hamid actually wrote the novel twice.
I gave it to my agent in July 2001, and he read it over, and, you know, he said it was okay. But above all, he said, look, I just don't get it. Why does this Muslim guy, you know, feel this tension with America? Where's that coming from? And, of course, you know, a month later, September 11th happened, and, you know, a suitably decent time after that, my agent called me and said, you know, that novel you're working on. But at that point, the novel had been overtaken by events. Suddenly, we have 3,000 dead people in New York and Washington and elsewhere in America, and then we have the Afghanistan war. And that really overwhelmed my fragile construct of a book and also made the environment of it completely different. So I set about trying to rewrite this story. And for years, I kept it set before September 11th because I just thought, you know, September 11th is such a huge event. How can I incorporate into fiction? But as the years passed, it became clear to me I couldn't avoid September 11th, and I recognized that I had to set the novel in that time.
Hamid's novel is an attempt to understand how people could celebrate the grotesque mass murder at the Twin Towers that was playing and replaying on TVs around the world. Here's his main character, Khan Jez.
I turned on the television and saw what at first I took to be a film. But as I continued to watch, I realized that it was not fiction but news. I stared as one, and then the other, up the twin towers of New York's World Trade Center collapsed. And then I smiled. Yes, despicable as it may sound, my initial reaction was to be remarkably pleased. I think it's possible for people to feel pleasure at seeing this powerful country slapped in that way, and to forget about, in their feeling of that pleasure, the human tragedy which also accompanied that symbolic slap. And I think also it's a reaction that all of us, probably, or most of us, are guilty of in different contexts. You know, when our countries go to war, you know, India, Pakistan, Israel, Lebanon, America, Russia, whatever country we come from, it is possible for us to be happy at the victories of our armies when we know that the correlate of that victory is the death of many other people that our armies have been unleashed upon.
The novelist Mohsin Hamid talking to me from Lahore, Pakistan, where he now lives. His book is called The Reluctant Fundamentalist.